This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A statewide group is calling for a criminal investigation of the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees, University President Jack Thomas, and other officers of the institution. The University Professionals of Illinois represents faculty, academic staff, and other employees at 7 public universities, including Western. Its statewide president is John Miller. He says the group filed its complaint with the McDonough County State's Attorney's Office. Miller says UPI is concerned about the recently released recording of the June 28th closed-door meeting of Western's board. The Illinois Attorney General's office ordered the audio be made public after ruling board members and administrators violated the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Miller says based on that recording, UPI is concerned similar violations occurred during the board's other closed-door meetings.
The whole underlying thought of what occurred in that meeting and what appears to be such an extreme violation of the Open Meetings Act, we just did not want to leave that set.
What do you consider to possibly be criminal about their conduct?
Almost the entire component was a violation of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act is a Class C violation, a Class C misdemeanor. And so on that front, it by default, if the state's attorney agrees that this is. But when I looked and listened to it, I heard – so for example, you hear the beginning of the scripted aspect of it. Well, how did a script get written and a decision get written about the script, which means it had to have occurred prior? Mm-hmm. How did that occur? Then so you have that, which is undermining the act. That's extreme. Then you have references to future discussions, that we're going to continue these policy discussions in future meetings. There is the 2+2 meetings that were being referenced in this that makes you wonder, is there an attempt here to circumvent? And so the combination of all of that is where we decided that, you know, we're going to need to file, rather than just filing, continuing to file Open Meeting Act violations and requesting the transcripts, we wanted some legal authority to take a look at this and decide whether or not this needs. So hence the state's attorney in McDonough County would have primary jurisdiction, and the state's the Attorney General, Lisa Madigan's office right now, has concurrent. So we decided to file.
You refer to 2+2 meetings or 2+2 meetings.
2+2 meetings.
What are those?
We're not exactly sure what they are, and that's why we're asking for an investigation of those. Two trustees were talking about meeting and talking about the budget in a spreadsheet that they had. And then another trustee referenced, oh, yeah, those are part of – well, if you have a 2+2, which seems to be suggesting that there's this policy or this attempt to have these meetings that where two trustees are meeting with an administrator or meeting together to discuss university policy in a way that seems to circumvent what the Open Meetings Act is. If a majority of the required quorum is present, then it has to be a meeting of boards. And so this seems to be a way to move around that where they can meet with two together to discuss policy and share that around. So we're asking the state's attorney to take a look at that to see if that is indeed an intent to circumvent the Open Meetings Act.
Well, that is technically legal to do that, right?
It could be unless there's an intention to circumvent it, in which case then that raises where potentially, I guess, the legal question comes. And that's why we're deferring to the state's attorney. And if the state's attorney needs to defer to the attorney general's office on that.
So UPI is calling for a criminal investigation. Have you actually filed a suit or how does this
work?
So
we have notified the state's attorney here. We filed our letter to the attorney general or to the state's attorney asking him to do the criminal investigation that's permitted underneath the act. And at the same time, we, of course, CC'd that to the attorney general's office in Springfield.
How soon do you expect some sort of resolution?
I don't know. This is a complex concept. If you look at it, given the references to future meetings that were held in there and the references to potentially past meetings, the fact that the institution has not released minutes for the last 21 closed meetings that they had, which raises the question, if this is what we hear in this, are there other components to it? That's one of the reasons why we're asking the state's attorney to get the audio recordings of all those other closed sessions so that the legal authority can listen to see if there's other violations that are occurring or if this is the norm of this board. We don't know any of that. I have no idea how long that process is going to take.
What are potential penalties? Are there any? Is it just a slap on the wrist, or
No? They're underneath the Act is a Class C misdemeanor. While the Act doesn't list specifically what the penalty is, on another reference sheet that's available by the Attorney General's on the OMA Act, it references that it could be punishable. A Class C misdemeanor could be punishable up to 30 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. We're not. Our concern isn't that. Our concern is the lack of transparency so that there's no accountability. To us, that's the biggest issue, especially when we see the decisions that the institution is making that don't seem to be necessarily, in our perspective, the best interest of the institution, the community, and the region. There needs to – or in the state and the alumni for that matter as well, that we feel that we need to have some type of transparency there to have accountability.
John Miller is statewide president of the University Professionals of Illinois, Local 4100, and he's a former teacher at Western Illinois University. UPI is asking for a criminal investigation of Western's board and administration for possible violations of the state's Open Meetings Act. Western's administration declined to comment on UPI's complaint. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.